From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jolene Crozman. The truck driver accused of intentionally killing a Utah police officer during a traffic stop had been holding a woman against her will. Michael Aaron Jane is accused of driving his rig into Santa Quinn Police Sergeant Bill Hoosier on May 5th. Hoosier was helping a woman who had escaped from the sleeper section of Jane's semi-trailer. Jane was arrested on suspicion of aggravated murder targeting a law enforcement officer, kidnapping, burglary, vehicle theft, and failure to respond to officers' signal to stop. Family, friends, and fellow police officers honored Hoosier at a public funeral this morning in Orem. American flags that were lowered at state facilities in his honor have been raised back to full staff by order of the governor. Child care providers around Utah closed their doors today to highlight a lack of federal funding for child care systems. A rally is underway until 5 p.m. at the State Capitol building. Day Without Child Care is a national day of action. Participants are asking state and federal lawmakers for higher pay for providers, affordable care, and expanded child tax credit, and an equitable child care system. A new first-of-its-kind study on evaporating snow could help cities and farms that use water from the Colorado River. As KUNC's Alex Hager explains, the results may lead to more accurate forecasts for water supplies.
In recent years, water managers around the West have been seeing a gap between the amount of water they expect to come from snowmelt and the amount that actually shows up in rivers and reservoirs. Jessica Lundquist, one of the study's authors, says the new findings help explain where all that water is going.
This lets us make much better decisions about what we're doing and understand processes that there was not data available to understand before.
Lundquist and her team found that 10% of the snow they measured was disappearing into the air before it had a chance to melt. Some water also gets lost to dry, thirsty soil that soaks up runoff before it flows into streams. That information could help water managers make more precise decisions about their water supplies. I'm Alex Hager.
Utah's Great Salt Lake is in trouble, but the Salt Lake Tribune reports officials say there are reasons to hope things can turn around. The director of the state's Division of Water Resources spoke at a forum about the lake last week. Candace Hassan-Yeager says the lake has unprecedented legislative support. This year, lawmakers passed bills to rein in mineral extraction and study ways to move water from Utah Lake to Great Salt Lake. And there are new ways to monitor the lake with contracts with federal agencies. For more stories like this, visit GreatSaltLakeNews.org. The state of Colorado reintroduced wolves into its mountains late last year. Now state lawmakers are considering a plan to bring back wolverines. But unlike wolf reintroduction, the return of wolverines isn't expected to have impacts on ranchers and their livestock. Jake Ivan is a wildlife researcher for Parks and Wildlife.
We expect the risk of livestock depredation due to wolverines to be very low.
The animal is thought to have been eradicated from Colorado in the early 1900s by unregulated trapping and poisoning campaigns. State wildlife officials say they haven't found a source for wolverines yet. Their plan calls for releasing about 45 animals over 3 years. You are listening to KUER News.